Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Coming up on today's final episode of the series is this.
And then he pops
By the way, at this point, Jack shouting, "Cock! Cock out! He's got his cock out!" Pointing at the big screen going, "I can see his cock!"
You slipped that in, final ep of the series. You didn't tell us that.
Yeah, last one of the series.
Ben had a film prepared and everything.
Well,
I'm disgusted.
I'm leaving.
We've reached the magic number.
I'll tell you what it is. Who's got the top film? Is that a bit snide because you don't want to get beaten now?
I think it's me, isn't it?
It's not you.
Your choices have been shit. Do you deliberately pick shit choices?
I'm picking more rogue ones.
I like it. So it's the last of the series, course, is that right?
Yeah.
When are we coming back?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Will you
let us know?
Yeah, we'll work it out. I don't think we'll be back.
Good series.
We'll be back by summer, definitely.
Yeah, strong series, I think, this
first series of us talking about TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, today,
how many TV shows are in the top five?
Well, today we're talking about Little Miss Sunshine, obviously a film, but the current top is Coronation Street.
Right.
With 30 out of 30.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Got 30, didn't it?
Got 30.
Second or first is The Morning Show with 27.4.
That's Ben.
That's my choice.
And third is The Social Network with 27.
Who's that? Colson's choice.
That was me. So I'm the top rated film. Ben's a top rated TV show.
And Jack's the lowest audience. Rated.
What am I?
You.
Lowest rated.
What's my highest position?
Spinal Tap.
And where's that sit?
About seventh.
Tough year for you this year.
Yeah.
I think you had a big series where you picked the big bangers, and this year you've got to try a bit eclectic, and it's been a bit tough.
Just to list a few that you've picked this year, Jack. Falling Down with a rating of 12.3.
Pardon the pun.
Basic with a rating of
8.9.
Bear, Home Alone 2, Spinal Tap, and
High Tension.
High Tension's not in there.
No, it's previous series.
Was it?
Yeah. That's how well.
That's how good it was.
That's how good.
Is that one of the only films I remember us doing? People ask me about the podcast. I go, it's a film podcast, and they go, "Well, what kind of films?" And I go, "High Tension."
Mm.
They go, "I must listen."
We find that.
Let me give you some money for that.
A lot of people kind of stop us and suggest films for us to watch and talk about on the podcast.
I've got a story. Yeah, carry on with your thing. You've just reminded me.
I've reminded you of a story.
Yeah, you reminded me of something.
And everyone says, "Oh, have you heard about this film? Like, you should do a podcast on it." And one thing that I enjoy is someone trying to describe a film because they always sound shite. Yeah. And it happened today with Jack Carroll.
Oh, it sounded
awful. He was
awful.
Like, "Oh, lads, before you go and record, I really think you should talk about this."
I watched a film this morning, and I think it's great. And he went into it, and all of our faces were like,
"It sounded utter shit."
You told him, you went, "It was really good, mate. What's it called?" He said the name, and you went, "Yeah, we've got a gap in 2028.
You can't start taking suggestions from the floor, can you?
It was very good. But before we go into talking about films and everything that we've done in this series, as always, what have you been up to in this week? What has been going on? Ben, you instantly panicked and said, "I've got a story."
I didn't panic. It just came into my mind. I'd forgotten it. And I went, right, went to the rugby.
You
did?
I'm
a flatmate. Went took a little drive to Twickenham, watched the rugby, England, Wales. Driving back. Now,
who were you with at the rugby?
I was with my newest and best flatmate.
Whoa.
Gareth.
Give me one reason he's a better flatmate than I was.
Clean.
He doesn't leave his socks everywhere.
Yeah.
He cleans his dishes. I get cupboard space. I don't use it.
Once he's been and gone, do you never know that he's been there?
Yeah.
I like them people.
I have to say it was different. I probably had... We had more box sets together by a long way.
Me and you.
Me and you sat down and really did. We did the whole of American Horror Story.
But you had that TV.
Massive.
You had
my mum rang me today. Do you know you've got an 80-inch telly in the garage? And I was like, "Oh, yeah." She was like, "Do you know what you're going to do with it?" And I was like,
"Why don't you give it him?
What's he going to do with it?
You put that in.
I'll put it in the flat.
Put it in the flat.
Come on,
you
don't
be tight. You've got 80 inches on your wall."
But you didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't. We were as close to it. Your eyes would bleed.
Mm. Yeah, I had to downsize.
And I remember when you bought it and you went, "Oh, it's got a big telly." I mean, that's not big. I mean, that's like the wall.
Do you remember when it came? I was living with Jack. It came on a pallet, didn't it?
Yeah, it was too big. It was absolutely huge, wooden pallet.
It came on a pallet.
When you switched it on, and it just go...
Because it was like my first like experience of living away from home, and obviously I wanted this pallet to make like a seat for on the balcony, and Jack was like, "You're not fucking bringing that pallet in the flat." He was like, "You'll never use it. Get it in the bin now." I was like, "No, I'll make a table out of it. I'll do this." He was like, "You won't." And I know now I wouldn't have.
No. That air telly... was good in that flat.
Yeah.
Massive in ours. Hard to play. Hard to play games. You could get a bit sick.
Yeah.
It was almost like being in virtual reality, but it was a normal telly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't watch as many box sets with him. Anyway, off with him. He drove. Twickenham, watched the rugby. On the way back. Where'd you stop?
Gloucester services.
It's a service.
You already stop at services.
It's a service. Was it Gloucester? A good one?
No, it was a rubbish one. I don't even know where it was.
Little Chef.
Wendy's?
I'll tell you what it had. I'll tell you what. Not a Wendy's. It had a full Pizza Express.
No, it didn't.
A full Pizza Express.
That's not bad.
But are you going to go, "Hey, where you're off tonight?" The services, they've got Pizza Express.
Ben, there's a place called Skelton Lake in Leeds on the M1. The services are it's got a Nando's. It's got a Leon.
All these food groups.
It's the greatest motorway services ever. And I would go there for dinner.
Do you just...
Mum, Dad, do you want to go... Skeleton Lake on M1 tonight. It's great.
No, this wasn't great. It had a Burger King.
It's the slot machines I can't get my head past.
Yeah, still people using them.
You always see
18 plus.
Yeah.
With the frosted glass, so you can't go in.
You've got the old, you're charging your EV, and you go, "Well, I've got 40 minutes to kill. Quick, get on the band."
It's always truckers, innit?
Oh, yeah, they love it.
They're always on the slot machine. And I love services. Always got a Krispy Kreme stand at the WH Smiths. You've always got a Greggs.
It's like, I reckon there's a quiz in here.
Mm.
I reckon I can name a road. I can name M5. You're 100 miles from my house. You're 100 miles from Manchester.
What's
into
the
M5. What's
got?
The services? What they got?
Watford Gap.
What they got? Watford Gap. Little Chef?
Don't know. Watford Gap's Burger. M1, not M25. M1. I only really know the M62.
Move on. Jesus Christ. What's this
okay.
story?
Right.
So you're at the motorway services.
Yeah, I went for a wee, came out from a wee, got tap on the shoulder, as you will do. Can I have a photo?
At the urinal?
No, I'd come out the urinal. All he waited till I washed my hands. I came out. Straight on, he was quick though. He was quick, jumped straight on me, and he went, hey, hold on, I'll get his name. Not a fan of Corrie, fan of the podcast.
Oh, that's good.
I was like...
Oh, is that the first one you've ever had?
Yeah, proper one. Right. He went, not Corrie, podcast.
Ah.
And I went, oh, what do you mean? He said, I love it. Absolutely love it. His name, he's a Spurs fan. He'd come from Spurs. He was absolutely battered.
He'd been at the football.
He was battered. But he's a teacher. Yeah. He's from Weymouth. He was on the way...
He's from Weymouth?
Yeah, he's from Weymouth.
Hometown?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, and he said that.
Did he?
Yeah, he said that.
Well, they've got a statue, I think, of me now.
He said, oh, and Craig's from Weymouth, isn't he?
No, Coulson. Knew no, you were from the podcast. He said, didn't even know my name.
I'm Ben. How's Jack? Craig?
I'm not a Corrie fan. I know you're from the podcast. How's Craig?
Yeah. How's Craig? And I said, he's good. I said, he's not from Weymouth. We just do it for effect. His name is Craig.
Okay.
And his mum, Karen, massive fan.
Oh, that's good.
So mum is a massive fan of Corrie. He's Craig. He's a teacher, Spurs fan from Weymouth. I said, I'll read you out. I'll take a note.
Yeah.
He's glad he couldn't look at me. He was looking different ways. I said, I will. I'll read you out. He went, Matted. You won't. And I went, I'm making a note. You're on. You're on. You're a teacher. There you go.
It's interesting because I've had an experience with a drunken fan as well this week. Because Jack was kind enough to invite me to the arena on Sunday night, 1975.
Yeah.
Had a box, didn't he? Mr. Big Time.
Hello. On the stage.
Thank you to AO Arena.
Get that in.
That is absolutely shameless.
You've got it. Listen, Scott at AO.
With the full name.
The full
and
name.
And he lives in...
I don't know. He lives in Manchester.
Scott, he's fantastic
out,
Scott.
Yeah, with a box.
Hi, Scott. Said, Adele's coming in 2027. Yeah. Any chance? Yeah.
Nah, Chris Stapleton I want.
Who?
Who's that?
Country.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah. I do like him.
Achy breaky heart.
Well, Seth's got a message,
is that what
shall
he
we?
Does?
No, that's Billy Ray.
Chris Stapleton, what's he do? Does he doesn't do Tennessee he whiskey, does
yeah,
he?
Does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Tennessee whiskey. You just had a go at me. It's been shit. And you two are going Tennessee whiskey, aren't you?
No, it is good.
So Scott, the October 16th, will get us tickets for any event.
Yeah, the AO, yeah, I can get them. And he also said... any sort of tech stuff or whatever, let me know and I can sort you out. And I was like, well, I went the dishwasher's on the blink.
He did.
What I did. Ben, and he went, give me a shout. Give me an email.
He genuinely did, yeah? So, hold on. What's he run, a market store?
I made a gag.
It's like a tech thing.
Oh, it is? It's massive?
Yeah.
Oh, so he works for them?
Yeah.
So they sponsor and he gets the deal.
So the arena that was
is all
the
fridges.
MEN...
Ooh,
is now
we don't
the,
say that.
Is
not
now
in front of AO.
The AO
no,
we
don't
arena.
Don't say that.
I had a shit mistake, out.
And Jack
did
you? He did.
What
in the AO box at the AO arena. He went, I never knew the MEN was this big.
And he went, well, it isn't, is it?
Give me your tickets.
The AO.
Give me your drink back. Give me your tickets back and leave.
Yeah.
And you're not getting your fucking dishwasher. Can we get back to Scott? What can he get us? You've got dishwasher, that's safe.
Washing cooker? Machines. Yeah, all that shit. All
okay,
that shit.
So when you go sofa. To the concert, do you just hand him a piece of paper? Go dishwasher, please.
And it's all on there. Fridge.
And a cooker.
Fridge.
Fridge.
Yeah.
Fridge, I'd fucking love it.
All
if you're
bright
in the middle of the concert,
well.
You're singing this song and you go, it's a fridge. It's the big one. It's the American fridge, all right? Cheers, Scott. So you went, box, free drinks.
Yeah, drinks.
Yeah.
Food,
well looked after.
Yeah.
But my story was,
as I
arrived at the...
Drunken fan.
As I arrived at the AO Arena, you walk through a very nice area, which lures you into this false sense of security.
Massive.
Yeah. Beautiful, lovely
VIP.
Bar. Reception.
VIP.
Yes.
Would you like a drink, sir, on the house?
Champagne? So you relax.
Yes.
You're enjoying yourself. And then they go, if you walk to the end, the host there will take you to your suite.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Go show the tickets.
Yeah.
We're in suite 4 or whatever. They go, great. We'll take you. They open the doors
and you have to
into
the
fucking concourse of the arena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you
you're running the gauntlet.
And you get guided.
Oh, room.
I was literally.
Craig.
And then it's a run.
David.
And do you know, I wasn't with him. And all I was thinking is, God, this is bad. And then I went, oh my God, imagine being David Platt walking through here. Everyone was battered and they were loving it.
Yeah.
It was great. Everyone was very friendly, but there was plenty of.
Did you run
Corrie
that gauntlet?
Fans. I ran the gauntlet.
Sunglasses on.
Head down.
Sunglasses on.
As though I'm looking for dog shit on the floor. That's what I did.
You've dropped a contact.
Yeah.
Oof.
and then move quick.
Hello.
But people turn and they look because they see some sort of security guiding people, so that they've instantly sort of turning around thinking, what's going on?
But it's not all that bad being famous, because you do get 40% off on dishwashers.
60.
Is that what it was?
60? Oh, hello.
But obviously,
it's worth it. You'd go to any concert just to get the 60% off.
Yeah.
You fancy that? Yeah, never heard of them. Yeah.
Obviously, the main event was...
You've got to go big. Cooker.
The main event was the 1975.
Good show.
I'm a big fan, aren't I? First
Jack's
time
a big
I've seen
fan.
Him in
he
2 years.
Likes him. He's always talking about them.
Yeah. And obviously, Jack worked with him. We got that out of him. Old Matty Healy back in the day.
He won't. Well, I know, you must remember, because it was a live episode. He will remember.
Was he in
he
it?
Will. Yeah.
In Corrie?
He was in the live episode.
The 40th?
Yeah.
That is mad that Matty Healy was in the live episode.
How long did they do?
Of Corrie.
Do the big hits? 2 hours?
Oh, no, they was on for a there was on
it's
for a while.
It's a long show. And it's this tour is called 1975, Still at Their Very Best.
Yeah.
So they played a lot of the first album straight up, and then he mixes in. But he does this thing I was trying to explain to Jack. He did it less this year, but he kind of doesn't break the fourth wall for like a good hour. Yeah. So he won't almost acknowledge it as an audience.
Yeah.
And it's a great set, isn't it? Really good show, like in terms of it's a set of a house. But the highlight of the night had to be, I'm stood next to Jack and the lights are out and I see on stage this torch guiding someone. And I go, Jack, that is Tim Healy. Jack was like, it is not. I'm telling you now, that is
you're gonna say Tim
Healy. No.
Tim Healy from Alveda's Aim Pet.
Yeah,
it's his dad.
Full solo, yeah. Leslie off Benidorm. Full shades on. Full solo. Yeah.
Guitar solo. What did he play?
He sang
a 1975 song, All I Want to Hear.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Are you a big Tim Healy fan as well?
I am now.
Wow. Do you think he's got a new album out?
Tim Healy.
Oh, right. Okay.
The follow up. You could be good, that, wouldn't it? You buy one album, you get one free.
There was one bit in the show that I think is a new addition.
I'd not seen this.
No, so he goes out into the middle.
Who does?
Matty.
Matt Healy.
Yeah.
He goes out into the middle and he climbs up on this sort of podium.
Yeah.
Of AstroTurf.
Yeah, there's AstroTurf on the podium. But then it looked like he was naked. Like
in the fetal position.
Sort of laid down.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, how the fuck's he took his clothes off so fast? Because he was just on stage a minute ago. And then he popped
By
up.
The way, at this point, Jack shouting, cock! Cock out! He's got his cock out! Pointing at the big screen going, I can see his cock! Because everyone thought it was him.
Yeah. I can see his cock.
It's
I can see his cock. Can I have a new fridge freezer? I can see his cock.
Oh. And then he comes up onto the podium and starts singing to
himself.
Himself.
This naked picture of himself.
It's not a picture. It's a doll. You know, like we get, I tell you what, you know when we're in Corrie and we get those jelly babies?
Yeah.
When someone's pregnant in Corrie and then they give birth and they go, oh, and they pull out a baby. It's not a real baby. It's like a jelly
baby.
Jelly.
It's
a doll. That's what it was. Now, I know those jelly babies are £2,000. To make, that's how expensive they are. Because
so
they look so lifelike.
Yeah.
He had a full life-size version of himself.
And he sang to himself.
Looked like him.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like Oedipus.
I think, was it like it meant to be like an AI type thing?
He does lots of weird stuff. He just does.
Yeah.
He's very much a showman.
Do you sing to a naked dummy of yourself?
I do often.
Yeah.
I do often.
Not to a naked mirror. Not to you in front of the mirror. How strange. And then... What? The audience loved it?
And then they went underground. It sort of sank. Yeah.
I would argue, Ben, Jack's highlight of the entire night was at the end of the show.
Free finger food.
No, this was good.
You
this
get to good. Watch the arena clear out.
Why?
Scott said to me, I went...
Scott, how many times? Scott, my new best mate, Scott.
I said...
Scott said...
I went... Is it a run for your life, a kick bollock scramble to get out of here, Scott? What are we doing? And he went, no.
Microwave,
no.
Please.
And he went,
do you do toasters?
I wouldn't be able to resist it. I'd be all the time just as a little guy.
As when Jack's like going, do you do like panini makers? Jack's going through his entire shopping list. I did chip in. I went, what about Sonos systems. And he went, yeah, but not as big a discount. And I went, oh, okay.
I like that. Anyway, arena's clearing. He's kept you in the box.
He said, you best stay in here. Yeah. And he went, in 10 minutes, it's empty. And I went, bollocks. And he went, trust me, 23,000 people gone in 10 minutes. And he went, and it's tidy.
And it's fun to watch.
And it's good to watch because the team come in. It's like an army drill.
They lined all the stewards up opposite us, yeah? All in a line. So they're all in the yellow, the showcase gear, so you can see them.
Showcase gear.
And then this head steward, it stood at the top, and he goes, and go! And each steward has a line.
And go. Yeah. He's just come up with
that. Jack, did he?
And go.
He did say
and
go.
They, and does he drop a flag? Like it's a race?
Literally, yeah. And then they check every chair to see if anything's... And then a guy would stop and hold a phone up. Phone. He found a phone.
Phone. I knew it.
That's and there was one guy, Ben, who literally was doing a row 15. In about 10 seconds. I've got a 15. Seconds,
they
Wani.
Flip all the chairs down, but you have to, it's an arc. We, you have to flip down, but you have to flip back and carry on and do the next.
There were some bad techniques, there was one lad who was flipping a chair and flipping out of his way instantly, where there was some
people
bad.
Who got
and
caught.
They were getting pissed off because having to wait for the others to finish.
It's like a massive game of Guess Who.
It was, yeah.
That's what very it felt good. Like.
But hold on, what about the rubbish?
Shit. The sweep.
The sweep.
Behind you.
Oh, no. So the floor's just full of...
The floor's full of shit.
Shit.
Yeah. And popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so they're going along, flippy seats and broom.
Like a team of curlers. Literally. Yeah,
it's a team of curlers. Flip, flip, flip. Broom, broom, broom.
Yeah.
Fucking
nice. It's good to watch.
And then car park, ramp.
And the set down.
Yeah.
The whole set down.
On a bus
minutes.
On the way to Birmingham on a lorry.
Oh, that quick?
Yeah.
It literally.
So, by the time you had a drink, it was empty.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah, dumb. And then we got kicked out.
Yeah, they literally came in and went, you have to leave now. You're the only ones in the arena.
And
please
the
put
guy,
the drinks down.
And the security guy.
Panini maker?
Said to Jack, what did he say, that security guy?
Oh, what did he say? Oh, he said, oh, here he is. The man that's always here and he always ignores me.
It's first time he's ever been there.
Yeah. Not me. I must have one of them faces.
Washer dryer?
Yeah. I said it to Scott. I went, what's going
Scott.
On? What's going on with him?
Why is he
should we have a bell for every time you mention Scott?
But I'm down there. Mm. Yeah, Scott, I've always loved this band. Popcorn maker?
Popcorn
toasty machine.
For the whole time we were there on Sunday, did you think anything was weird about me?
Apart from the normal stuff?
No.
I wasn't very well.
Could
you not tell? No. That's good. I'm
what
glad.
What do you mean you want well?
Had a very, very bad tummy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because I had a race in the morning.
The old trots.
The gel had done me.
Dehydration.
I think the gel, I didn't... Obviously,
why did you keep nipping to loo? We have his own private toilet. Yeah.
Oh, Ben, back of the net.
When you're feeling the way I felt, I saw that and I was like, I will make the
box,
night.
You have your own
room. We had his own private
Well, otherwise it's a concourse.
But inside it, you had all
wash
your
bag.
Toiletries.
Am I moving?
System. It was amazing.
Do they do toilets there? Yeah. Mm. Hey, Scott, toilet, any chance?
Yeah.
That's good. Mm. That's very good. Because the loo is the main thing, it's the nightmare, isn't it? The queue up.
Mm.
But yeah, private toilet, but obviously
so you've got
it was
the sheets and that's dehydration.
I never noticed.
And I think gel from running. Gels are hard. When I race, I take a different gel.
Oh.
Like a higher carb one.
Did it work?
Well, no, actually, because I didn't get a PB.
PB. You was going personal for... Best. Yeah, you were going for
well,
a personal best.
This is my last race for a while. And this year, my goal is I want to PB in marathon and I want to PB in 10K.
Yeah.
So my 10K personal best at the moment is 39 minutes, 10 seconds.
You want to go under
39. So I want to go under 39. Right. So I need to shave is 10 seconds.
And your marathon time?
3:43.
And you want to go to what?
320?
320-ish.
320. But
what happened in this race? You got the shits?
No. Hills. Was not expecting it.
What
hail.
Do you mean? Why are you expecting hills?
Well,
surely
they just
you
put
know
them
the
in
route.
There. No, they changed the course. They just put them in there.
As in...
Rain?
Normally...
Snow.
Normally, a race is a fairly flat course because they obviously... A race is where you go to get your good times.
Yeah.
And obviously, you
what
run a lot harder than
it,
you ever.
Though?
It was the Hail 10K.
Oh. Known for its speed?
Well, I just thought Cheshire's fairly flat. Manchester's fairly flat. I do know I'm racing in Manchester in May.
And I'm hoping that's my flat. So that's my like next. PB. That's my revenge time.
Sounds like you're trying to cheat.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going, I'm only trying to do piss easy ones.
I'd like to do the downhill.
So then
I'd
on like paper, to do, yeah.
The it looks downhill like marathon.
The downhill 10K, please.
Well, no.
Probably you did it in 3 minutes.
And I'm going to get in this fucking barrel and roll.
How did you do the 10K? I jumped out of a fucking spaceship 10K above the Earth and I did it in 3 minutes.
Well, I've not cheated.
What a 10K time.
Because I ended up running a really hard...
God, he's fast.
I ended up running a really hard 10K, but it was 6 seconds. So it was...
you ran six seconds.
You ran a 10K in 6 seconds.
No. Did you miss out by 6 seconds?
No, I ran 39.16. So,
are you six over?
7 seconds? No.
Yeah. Oh, 7 seconds off a PB, yeah, 16 seconds off what I wanted to do. And Ben, 16
seconds.
I gave
so
up.
Close.
At the 5K,
you can hold your breath for that.
I slowed down for a little bit because I thought, this is not my day. And then 7K, the gel kicks in. I feel amazing. And yeah. But it was very, no, you don't really do that until a few hours after.
Until you're at the
1975 with the private
Yeah. Which I'm was glad we had.
So did you blow that out quite a bit?
No, I just didn't feel well. It wasn't an enjoyable experience.
No jumping up and down to
the
songs?
Well, I was, because I'd be fine, and then I'd turn, and I'd be like, oh, and then it'd be paid for like a minute, and I'd be like, stop.
Were you on the toilet going, I fucking love this song.
You could just hear it through the door. What's one of their songs?
The best thing was, because I knew the
set
list.
Don't they sing a song called Chocolate? Yeah, they do.
I love this song. Chocolate.
Because I knew the set list, I knew when it was safe
the
for me to
list.
Go and
the set
be
list.
Violently
like you're in
the
toilet. 1975. Mm. I knew the set list and I took a shit on the song I didn't like.
It was a bad experience.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Well, no one knew.
No he one knew. Know. They never mentioned it.
And I've survived,
it.
And now I'm well. And
I'd love to see those stewards clearing out that. Go, what the hell's happening here? Some lad's taking way too many gels. It's an absolute mess in the private loo.
Was it worth it? Did you get a personal best? No, did
I? I got the shits.
Anyway, should we take a quick break? Yeah. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking all things My Choice and the final choice of the series, Little Miss Sunshine. And if you want to find out what is going on in this clip here, make sure you tune back in after the break. Danny Dyer, EastEnders. He's not even had a storyline this year.
He's not here.
He's not
he's
here.
He's won so many.
Here's what he said.
He didn't turn up.
5 years in a row. Thanks, geezer. Unlucky David Platt.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. As I said before the break, part two is all about Little Miss Sunshine. It's my film choice. It's the final film of Series 9, much to your surprise.
Series 9!
It's more than that, isn't it?
It's not.
Okay, so go, synopsis.
Synopsis.
I think it's, interesting synopsis, this, let's see.
Little Miss Sunshine is a film that follows Olive, who is a young girl who is growing up in the middle of America, and she wants to enter a beauty competition with a routine that her granddad has taught her, and she does. and she wins the Albuquerque District competition, and she gains herself a place in Little Miss Sunshine in the big state, Los Angeles, California. Well, California's the state, Los Angeles is the city. But the family can't afford to fly. They don't want to get there. It's a very dysfunctional family, and the film follows them on their journey going across the state lines to make it to the Little Miss Sunshine competition.
I think a good synopsis.
Thanks. I think good. I bet this is very, very relatable to families in America.
You gave me a really dirty look when I said Albuquerque.
No, you said she won a competition. I didn't realise she won a competition to enter the main one.
She won she the won Albuquerque the competition.
No, she was second. Little, the winner she was poor. Gets binned. She gets the phone call. You're on.
Yes.
You've done the district. You're into the final.
Right, yeah.
LA, let's go. Mm. The dad has a dysfunctional business, kind of selling, almost selling
like,
a kind of...
like a pyramid.
The nine steps, isn't it? The mum... We don't know what the mum does, but wants to give this girl a chance.
Yeah, the mum's a perfect mum, isn't she? She wants the best for everybody.
Yeah.
She's obviously on her second husband.
Yeah.
She has a troubled brother who's just been released from hospital after
committed suicide.
Trying to kill himself. Played by Steve Carell.
Yeah.
And they have Paul Dano, the son.
Won't talk.
He's taken a vow of silence, hasn't he? Because he's disciplining himself.
So they can't fly. They haven't got the time. They're going to go in the VW camper, aren't they? Mm.
Interestingly, me and Ben watched this film together because Jack completely pied us for it, didn't you?
I saw it the weekend, didn't I, with the kids?
No, we pied him.
Oh, did you?
You said, what about Tuesday?
We watched it on Valentine's Day.
That was it.
I couldn't book that off.
Well...
Well, we had our Valentine's
together.
It's
work. It's work. Did you not say, sorry,
Coulson was my Valentine.
Yeah.
I don't go out with you two, though.
No, but I went out with Coulson.
Ben went in my fridge, he did. He took my meal prep and banged it in the microwave.
He cooked
his
meal prep, he heated it up.
Yeah.
I got a free snack and that doesn't happen.
What did you get? He found my flapjack. snack drawer.
Oh, yeah, I got a free flapjack and we
bag
put the film
popcorn.
Up.
You had a bag of popcorn.
No,
as well.
He's never got any food in. You've never got any little gems.
You've not been for a while.
Do you have, like, treats?
I got a snack drawer.
You've always got like, shit fucking oat bars or something.
I got a snack drawer now. It's a lot of rice cakes, though.
No. Do you have, like, chocolate?
I do
gunge,
have... I currently...
Some gunge.
I currently have gunge? A mini egg chocolate bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an improvement.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the mini egg chocolate bar?
It's just not gungy.
Yeah. It's not loads
you need
of
a few.
Guns.
You need like
anyway,
a draw.
I got the snack. We got the film. Coulson was Shades Long. I was...
Yeah, we swapped it around.
End and Poof.
We swapped it around.
Yeah. And I hadn't seen this film probably since it came out. So when did it come out, Coulson?
06, 05.
So I haven't seen it since then. Was it nominated for an Oscar?
It won 2, Best Screenplay.
Yeah.
And Alan Arkin got Best Supporting Actor, which I don't agree with at all. He's hardly frigging in it.
Yeah, but Alan Arkin probably got it because he's Alan Arkin.
Which is Alan Arkin?
The old man.
Which I pointed out to you.
Okay.
Super famous.
And he died.
No, but sometimes that Oscar thing can be, we feel like we should have probably given it to him before.
We haven't.
He might not get another go. Yeah.
There's not much against him.
I suppose it's a bit like if Ryan Gosling wins for Barbie, isn't it?
He's not going to though, is he?
No, I don't think he is.
He's not. Killian's going to win.
No. Downey Jr.
Supporting.
Oh.
Be Downey Jr. Don't give it Downey Jr. because they'll be like, this is a great story. It's a great comeback.
You're right.
I didn't realise he needed a comeback, Downey Jr., until his speech.
Yeah, he probably doesn't, but he feels like he went the Marvel way.
So what he basically says, I've been shat on for 13 years in
the
Marvel universe.
He took the money.
Yeah.
He took the money, but he
but
thought...
they've all done it. Ruffalo, same story.
Ruffalo's a different actor, though.
Mm.
Ruffalo will still get offered the parts. I think Downey Jr.'s parts just stopped, but they'd stopped before he did the Marvel stuff anyway.
There ain't many that haven't done that Marvel universe
but he kind of started. So he kind
comic
of
comic book film. Like Killian's done the Batmans.
Yeah, I mean, arguably you're working with one of the best directors in the world. So he has said yes, and then over 20 years he's now ended up in Oppenheimer. So it's worked out, but. Yeah, I think that Robbie Downey Jr. will probably get it for what Jack says.
He opened the doors, Downey Jr., for like your highbrow actors
yeah.
taking superhero roles.
Okay.
Which yeah. has sort of not really happened before.
Well, and also...
Nicholson, maybe.
No, yeah, I think Nicholson yeah. probably did it. But also, no one had ever felt like they could improvise or... It yeah. always had to be quite stiff. Like, Superman's quite...
Yeah. What, and Tony Stark was the first cool superhero.
Well, he made it that. Yeah. It was the first time you probably saw someone slightly improvising in a big Hollywood movie. Just kind of making it up and having a right laugh.
See, because when I watched Oppenheimer, I think everyone left the cinema thinking that'll win Best Film and Downey Jr. will win Best Supporting Actor. Just for those black and white courtroom scenes. Like, you know, he was stunning. The way he yeah. played across Rami Malek.
Yeah.
But then Poor Things... I really liked Ruffalo's performance.
And I did.
Is
I
Ruffalo going to...
His accent's awful. His accent's I
did like it.
He had a more of a... She'll win, but he had a more...
I think Gosling deserves a shout. And he has. He's got a nomination. But I think it would be good for Gosling.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Barbie in a way.
The Oscars
never
go...
Barbie deserves something.
Because it was good for cinema or...
I think it says a lot in the film.
Yeah, clever. It'll win Best Song.
It's just a shame that's all it'll probably get. That's
but they've always historically, anyway, the Oscars gone that way. They've never gone comedy. But... That's why Little Miss Sunshine, I suppose, screenplay, slightly upwards, probably a smaller movie, smaller budget movie, yeah. great cast.
Massive, yeah, brilliant cast.
Brilliant cast, but not much to it. It's a road movie yeah. on a bus that breaks down and they have to push.
Yeah.
And they end up in a very, the denouement, on the end, is a very small... Set up, isn't it?
There was a moment when watching it together where Ben was like, literally, both of us were laughing out loud. When it's that dysfunctional family meal and they've got the bucket of chicken and they play the answer machine and it's her sister telling her that someone's pulled out of Little Miss Sunshine, so that means Olive's won the Albuquerque competition. She's going to Little Miss, and she just runs around for the next 4 minutes over everyone's dialogue shouting, "I won, I won, I won, I won." It was just her performance as
it's
a
fantastic.
Little girl is
it's
just, it's mega.
I can see why you picked the film. It's a real film for you. It's
a journey.
Underdog. It's yeah. a journey. And it's, you know, you really root for her, don't you? Because you think, especially in this kind of beauty contest, they've got Miss America, haven't they? They sort of preface it at the start with the Miss America competition, and Olive isn't that. But she has something else. And that the granddad and her have been working on this in the basement and no one's seen the song that she's going to perform.
It's ultimately got aspects of a Coulson movie, but it's not a Coulson movie ending, is it?
Yeah.
Well, she don't win. She don't win.
She doesn't win, but they all win.
Yeah. Do you think it's not about the Little Miss Sunshine competition? It's about the family dynamic.
Yeah. At the end, the family dynamic is completely destructive at the top. He doesn't talk. The dad's delusional. The granddad is grumpy and hates everyone.
And he does... Heroin.
Snorts heroin. Olive is sort of a misfit. They paint her as a misfit. The brother is not doing well at all. But by the end of it, they've all had a journey. That's a very clever script. They all have a journey.
They all have to work together. They all have to work together to get the car going.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, I mean, that is...
That's
that,
a true story, apparently.
Oh, is
the writer said him and his family took a road trip and the clutch did go on the old bus. Every time they stopped, that was how they all had to get the bus going again, So it turned into a bit of a thing.
Could only sign
clever,
third
really
year.
Clever moment in the film because you need them to come together. Mm. They've all decided to do it. They don't want to do it. And actually, the bus does give you that thing of, well, if we all don't push, she won't get there. Mm.
And it's that iconic image that kind of... Cinema does this sometimes. It creates stills that instantly remind you of a film and remind you of a story. And that Little Miss Sunshine shot of them almost driving through the desert of the yellow bus with the sliding doors and the family pushing and running alongside. You know instantly...
What film it is.
Yeah. The film, the story, it all comes back to you.
And
you know it's a good piece of
cinema. The dad has got this whole shtick about the nine steps.
The dad's a dick, when I think. Yeah, I didn't even like him in the redemption arc.
He is a dick. He is a dick. But when they're looking like the granddad dies and they have to bury the body or take the body out.
Yeah.
Because the dad's got this thing where every time you get a no, it's really a yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The universe is, there's no luck. You've got to make your own luck. He drives that script to taking out the dead body and putting it into the back of the van and taking it to the concert.
Because it's his dad at end of day. So if he decided, sorry, Olive, the show's over, we're not off to the competition, granddad's dead, I'm sure everybody would agree.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Let's go to the funeral and blah, 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 and we're going home.
Yeah.
But he's the one who goes, no, get the body out of the hospital.
He's gone. Who cares? So. This is what he would have wanted.
I love that moment when she walks on stage. And obviously, you know she's the outcast and you know she doesn't fit in and she's not meant to be there. And when she says that this is for my granddad, who's currently in the boot of our car.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone looks around.
What's great is you expect her to do a routine which that's really...
And it's like some sort of striptease.
Yeah, it's a striptease. You, you're like, oh, this is brilliant.
We thought it was going to be street dance. That kind of leads you to street dance.
Yeah.
And she does the full...
Yeah. Sexy dancing.
Sexy dancing, the granddad.
To an absolute tune. And it plays the full song as well, doesn't it?
Oh,
that's
the
bit.
But I love the DJ at the back just leaves.
Just like that, just loving, just... Yeah, and then... All the family realise that to protect her, to be with her,
they all have to
suffer the embarrassment.
Yeah.
And it's really clever because all of them are introverted apart from the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The granddad doesn't want to know. Paul Dano's character and the brother didn't want to know. And then they all get up and dance with her. It's a really clever, clever film. It's a nice film.
After my synopsis, Jack, you said, I think this is a film that American families can relate to.
The whole driving across the country to get somewhere.
But we do that.
Not as
not the same.
Not as much, mate.
Not the same.
No, I mean, most you're in a car, really, in this
they
country.
Had,
like
they
five,
had...
5, 6, 7 hours.
But they had, like...
They're days, mate, in a car.
Staying over and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
And also just...
The motel.
I think just what you go through as well. Like the different the different states, the whole different way, you know, they hit California and everyone is like,
yeah,
and that
yeah,
woman won't let them register. And she's like,
yeah, no, smiling while she's doing it. Yeah.
How different California is, especially LA, to quite a lot of America, same with New York.
You've been to that beach, haven't you, you said?
Yeah, been there. Yeah, just down from my brother. Well, no, it's not down from my brother's now, but it was. Yeah,
I love that he gets on his knees.
Are you going to make me beg?
The whole journey.
Yeah.
Literally, he falls to his knees and he's like, yeah, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Paul Dano, he's properly got something. You can tell he's got something in that film, can't you?
Yeah, the speech at the end when they're just together is really good.
Yeah.
He went missing while filming Paul Dano.
Did he?
So I think he was about 21 at the time and he's playing a 15-year-old.
Wow.
But he went missing. They couldn't find him and they were filming something in a shopping mall or something. I can't really remember the scene, but I saw it on some facts or something about the film and they went missing. And then some guy came in the shopping mall who looked identical to him and they all thought it were him and they walked him to set. And he was like, what's going on? And they were like, we're ready for you. And it wasn't him.
And it wasn't
no,
him.
No, but then all the crew was like, is it not him? Is it not? And he was like, no, I don't know what. And they had to take, they went, no, we've got to take pictures of you. Because when we find Paul, he's not going to fucking believe this.
Where did Paul go?
Where
fuck knows. Fuck knows. They eventually found him and they were like, look at this guy who walked in and we nearly cast him.
It was nearly him, can imagine.
It was
and he
him,
did the rest
yeah.
of the film.
Yeah.
It's a strong performance. It's a good film and I think we should rate it.
What are you going to go?
I really enjoy this film. I think, yes, we can agree. It is a typical Coulson pick. It's a feel-good film. It's an underdog story. It's American. It's a road trip. It's got everything in there. I'm going to go down the Jack route here, Ben.
Yes.
What do you mean the Jack route?
Well,
making up numbers?
Yeah. And I limit it to 0.5s, don't I?
Oh, do you?
But, oh, do you? I didn't know that.
I'm going down the Jack
point
route.
0.00 pi divided by the square root of a radius of a circle.
I'm going...
Load of shit.
8.8.
Oh, that's a load of shit. It gets you both out of a 9.
No, because it's not an 8. It's better than an 8.5 for me.
What are you going, Joe?
7.1.
Ooh. Interesting.
Didn't even blink. Did. Shut on his
7.1.
I've loved it. I loved it. It's great. Yeah,
no, no,
it's
no,
great.
No. I've never said I've loved it. Never said... Listen, I quite like it. I tittered along.
Oh,
I tittered.
Who did you
along.
Who did you watch it with?
I watched it with.
They thought it was shit.
Nyla and Ruben.
They thought it was shit.
Nanny Janet.
What did they? Nanny Janny didn't like it.
No, she didn't.
Also, whilst you're bringing up Nanny Janny, you sent me a secret voice note of Nanny Janny, didn't you?
Slagging you off.
Slagging me off.
Did she know
rotten.
You were recording that? No. How did you get her onto that subject?
I didn't. She was just having a rant about Coulson.
And you recorded it.
And I picked my phone out and just went and just recorded on the WhatsApp. She was having a rant going, I mean, he's fucking strawberry fucking oats. It's the same shit he uploads every time.
Who does that? Who puts pictures of the food on Instagram?
She's properly took my legs out.
She absolutely rinsed you. Yeah. She absolutely rinsed you.
I don't even think I've told her that
She like it? Not really.
No, we did. It was one of them where after it finished, we went, yeah, let's see what else is on.
Oh.
It was one of them.
Okay, 7.1.
Oh, that's a poo in a sandwich.
Ben.
Do you know what? I'm going to go 8.
Why are you giggling?
Because he would have gone 7. I think he'd have gone steady 7. 8's big.
8's big, but I'll tell you why.
I smell bullshit.
I smell shit. Technically, really hard script to write. Seems like nothing. You've got to write a script where one character has tried to commit suicide, another character doesn't talk, the granddad is snorting heroin, the young girl looks at a very bleak life, and the only way you can get them to the end is a crappy road trip in a broken van and a beauty contest at the end that doesn't work. I think that's really technically hard to do. There's no bells and whistles. And also, they've done it to a budget. So I don't know how much they directed before, but they've done it to a budget. So they've got money on the actors, and then basically, you've got a fucking motel.
Well, Steve Carell wasn't known.
Oh, wasn't he?
He wasn't known, no.
Wow.
The studio didn't want him because he was an unknown.
Ah.
And then while they made the film, while it were in post-production...
Is Toni Collette in it?
Yeah, she is. She's the mum. But she'd been in Sixth Sense, hadn't she, in Muriel's Wedding? Yeah. So she was a big...
She was big.
She was known, but... While it was in post-production, the film, he did The Office, he won an Emmy, and he did 40-Year-Old Virgin.
So by the time the film came out, he was massive.
Yeah, he was massive.
So I think my rating is really, as from a script point, from what I saw as a script point, and I also think all of them, even though the dad's annoying, there's not a bum performance there.
No.
The young girl's great.
Yeah.
Is that 25.9?
And she wore a fat suit.
The girl?
Yeah. Is it?
It's a fat suit.
Really?
Because I thought that looks weird. Something's off there. And Ruben went, she's got a fat suit on. And then I had to Google
is this a fact or is this just a fact?
It's a fact.
Okay.
Fat suit.
So what's the scores on the doors, Henry?
It's 23.9.
My maths is terrible, isn't it?
We knew that, and so is your English.
23.9.
It's one of your strong points.
Let's hope your science is good.
Let's hope your Shakespeare worked out and your dance.
I was good at chemistry. I was good at chemistry and biology. I was terrible at physics.
You didn't even fucking get it.
No, you didn't get it.
So
it was about acting, wasn't it?
I just chose to ignore it.
Where's that lead us in the board?
It puts it in between Home Alone 2 and The Bear. It actually puts it quite low. It's my second lowest pick of the series.
Yes.
Yes. Look at that.
Am I above you now?
No. You've got one above me.
One?
Yeah. Two including Spinal Tap.
Dave Willen will sort it out, head of stats.
He will. He will. Yeah. But we won't know, Ben, because this is my way of telling you that we're not going to have an ET this week.
Oh.
That's the only reason I can.
You have to do a would you rather here, then.
Okay, so would you rather? I don't think it's a great... It's one I've made up.
Okay.
You normally make them all up, don't you?
No, I don't make them all up. As much as I'd like to claim that, I do look them up. I think about them.
Yeah, yeah.
I discount a lot after you said they were all shit.
Yeah.
This is more...
You said you struggle because 99% of would you rather's are sexual.
A lot of the big ones are rude.
Don't knock
And they ask you to
They're
choose.
Too rude.
Don't they ask you to choose between your mum and dad most?
Yeah, I sent
that's
them
just
to,
a standard.
I sent them to you and then you started to read them out in the green room. And I'm like, I got to stop that. Someone went, I've heard your would you rather this week.
And everyone thinks you're complete filth at work.
Would you rather win a BAFTA... For a film you're in that is shit, or lose but be in a brilliant film,
win a BAFTA for a shit
fucking
film.
I say it Hold fucking
on.
Twice.
Hold on,
it's 9 series. You fucking dick. Hold on, It's just simple. It's not even like, it's just twice. I just say it twice. We've done it for fucking years.
Go on, then. Say it again.
Right. Would you rather win a BAFTA but be in a crap film?
Yep.
Or lose and be in a brilliant film?
No.
No what?
Can I find out what the BAFTA is?
Best actor.
Is it best actor?
Yeah. What are you saying?
It's on my mantelpiece already.
Oh, you're winning the BAFTA for being shit in the film.
Ben, it's not shit. I won a BAFTA.
No.
No.
Everyone knows you're shit in a shit film.
Yep. But I won a BAFTA for it.
Fine.
Oh, that happened, didn't it?
Well, it does happen.
It does happen.
It does happen. With
Hugh Grant won Best Actor for Four Weddings and a Funeral and beat Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump.
Because he's English.
Yeah, and he beat John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. And he beat... What's his chops?
And everyone...
Shawshank Redemption.
And everyone goes, when you win, and... So it happens a lot, I think, in award ceremonies.
But I bet if you go to Hugh Grant's house, that BAFTA's in Pride and Place.
It is, but...
Yeah, but...
I suppose it's a bit
what
shit.
What did you win it for?
Paddington 2.
Well, no, he didn't, did he?
He should have.
He should have done
something. We all agree on that.
He's good in Paddington.
He's good, but it's not an Oscar-winning performance. But that's the thing. So you're winning. Great, you've got your Oscar.
I've got
you're
it.
Fine.
BAFTA. I'll take an Oscar as well.
Okay, but no, you won't. No. You won't have a fucking Oscar. You're shit at
the
BAFTAs.
Didn't even get a nom for Oscars.
Yeah, that's the irony. You weren't even nominated for the same film for the Oscar.
No.
And he wasn't. So he won Best Actor at the BAFTAs for Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Got nowhere
and
for
he
the
wasn't
Oscars.
Nominated.
Jack, I think this is hard for you,
this
Jack.
Is hard, because that situation there, when you can tell a story when it's actually happened and it's a cringe.
And it's a cringe, which I don't think people forget. Even on the night...
Well, I haven't.
Even on the night, when you're walking around, someone goes, awkward, mate.
So answer me this. Awkward. Did Hugh Grant... Did he have any awkwardness when he accepted that BAFTA?
I'm sure. I can't remember it. Must have been ages ago.
No,
I'm sure.
I bet he didn't.
I'm sure there was. Because it. He's awkward now. He doesn't really like acting, does he?
Did you like his nominations? He did it as an Oompa Loompa.
Did he?
He came on, he said, Oompa Loompa, doopity doo. Let's see the best nomination. He did it like that.
Okay.
But.
You shouldn't have won.
But it's interesting.
From the back. Yeah. Can you imagine from the back? Tom Hanks. I was robbed.
Alabama!
But it's an interesting, it's almost a conundrum.
It is.
You just want the award. Yes. You don't care about whether you're good at acting.
I've never, ever won an award. We've spoke about this, Ben.
Okay. You can say it like this now. Would you rather be Hugh Grant in Four Weddings and a Funeral and you win your BAFTA?
I want the BAFTA, Jack.
Or... Are you Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump?
Well, Ben hates Tom Hanks.
No, but you are Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump. Would you rather win the London Marathon?
Yes.
But everyone knows you cheated. Or lose and you were robbed at the marathon. So you win the marathon, but everyone goes, he's cheating.
But has he cheated? It's like it's a Lance Armstrong thing.
No, you've cheated. But you win. You go, yeah. And everyone's like... You got the medal. I won.
You're on steroids. Yeah,
but you've literally got roller skates with jets on them.
You got four nets.
You've run it in 14 minutes, and everyone's going, "You've cheated, mate." You've driven a car.
Well, no, I
26
would.
Miles.
I would rather lose and be robbed in that sense.
You'd rather lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm
I
saying.
I care more about running than acting.
But that's what I'm... Yeah, so that. But that's what I'm saying then. So I just needed to find something that you cared about.
I just want a trophy. I just want a trophy.
What are you doing, Jack?
I think because I've illustrated it so brilliantly with the Hugh Grant...
So brilliantly,
and
I like
Tom
it.
Hanks, yeah. I'm going to have to go for the Tom Hanks. I'm going to have to not win, and I should have done.
Yeah.
It should have been me. I can always say
should
that.
Have been
but it was Coulson.
I've been saying that for years, actually. It should have been me.
You have. You were robbed by Danny Dyer for the 15th time.
Not Danny Dyer.
It was Danny Dyer.
He always
wins. Oh, it's always Danny Dyer.
It's always Danny Dyer.
Well, there we go. That was the
nominations are Jack P. Shepherd, Coronation Street. Hey! And the winner is Danny Dyer, EastEnders. He's not even had a storyline this year.
He's not here.
He's not here.
He's won so many.
Here's what he said.
He didn't turn up.
5 years in a row. Thanks, geezer. Unlucky David Platt.
It's what you care about there. So there you go. It robbed.
Literally was that. The one thing you can always rely on winning on is our Patreon. Patreon is our paid for subscription platform. And the reason why you always win is because there is bonus on the sofa content, such as Jack's Famous Friends, question and answer sessions, and you can also watch every single Massoom main episode.
Don't forget that, Massoom.
When the internet went down, it was the Massoom that did it.
But the only reason that people sign up really is to get a job at the fastest growing land in the world, which is on the sofa land. Ben may have opened a rival land last week. It may have caused some problems.
What was that land I opened?
You opened Universal across the road.
I did open a rival, yeah. We've got to expand. It's a bigger podcast now.
It's not really a rival if it's ours.
Anyway.
Lawsuit.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier in the episode that I ran a 10K. And the 10K that I ran was the Hale 10K. And we're having an on-the-sofa 10K. It's a fun run. And Jack, don't worry. It's going to be flat. There's going to be plenty of PBs flying around. And head of the on-the-sofa 10K is Nicola Hale. Do you get it? Hail 10K. Yeah. Thank you.
What's it like in your world?
Great. It is on the sofa land. Simon can draw it very well.
I need my
Nancy
to
and
open
Jack
up.
Are flying around in a helicopter. You're riding an alpaca.
Right. So you have a nightclub. We've got a nightclub.
Heaven and Hell.
Heaven and Hell nightclub. And sometimes you're at the nightclub. And
it's quite expensive to reserve a table now, you know.
Cost of living. Yeah. And sometimes you sat there and if you can't get a cooker or a fridge, if Scott. You can't order that, Scott. If Scott's not there, sometimes you want someone to just come round, just do a bit of close-up magic, and that's Trixie Becker.
She's doing magic.
Head of close-up magic.
In a nightclub.
In a nightclub. Head of close-up magic, Trixie Becker.
I like it. One thing that we've kind of had to do it as we grow is become more sustainable. We have. And
you're always saying plastic shit.
No, I know, but we've had to become more sustainable. And just out where the horse wranglers are and the alpaca farm is, near the white ducks, across the road from that,
the redeveloped
area of the marshland, we've basically got a community garden and on it we've got a veg patch. And head of veg patch is Fiona McSween.
That's good. Oh, I've got one. The council have been on to us about that. That fucking marshland.
Oh, yeah.
All of us planning applications keep on getting binned.
Is it Sophie Mule, head of planning?
Oh, she was head of hills. Do you remember?
Hills. That's not under planning then, is it?
No, it's a different thing.
Who's planning?
I don't know. If you're head of planning, please write in. There's so many jobs now. It's like having the UK.
Our heads off meeting is massive. There's like employees and then there's heads off. It's ridiculous.
Well, basically, because of all of us applications keep getting binned by the council, we have to employ someone now to pay off the council, to bribe them, so that as shit gets
She works
put
for
through.
Head of crime as well. I
so
like it.
She's our chief briber, and it's Jenny Haynes.
I like it.
I like it.
I like Jenny. I like her a lot.
Remember, if you want to get involved and you want to
bribe someone,
you can do. If you want episodes you whilst do. We're off air in do. This
Just
break,
cash, no card.
Simply sign up at www.patreon.com/ on the sofa. If you miss on the sofa, that is the place to get more.
Subscribe.
Of it.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Tell your friends.
Follow the podcast. Just subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah. Which means follow.
Yeah, it means follow. It means
you don't
press.
Have to pay. You don't have to pay.
You don't pay anything.
Anything.
You just use your finger.
Press a button.
And you press the. It's a follow button.
It's mad.
Okay. We're both quite angry now.
Yeah.
It's a follow button. It's a follow button. Even if you're driving now, stop the car, pull over. Get on your phone, subscribe.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that was it.
When are we coming back?
We don't know.
If they follow, then we will.
Yeah, and if they don't, we won't.
Right, we'll see you when we're back. Take care, and we will see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.